Mount the series resistor, replaced it with a series capacitor.
Mm-hmm.
That was the modification. Very minor.
Oh, yeah.
But does it increase the reliability incredibly?
Uh-huh.
It increases the higher range, the lower range, audio player compatibility from audio deck to audio deck. It's just incredible. Mm.
Son of a gun. One little thing.
Improvement.
Oh, fine. Okay.
You should document that up and throw it on one of the...
Yeah.
Those are easy things.
Yeah. Well, before I do that, I'd run it through you to make sure it was proper. I mean that I did it right. Okay, I'll look at that and send something to you on that. Some of the people are interested in making up essentially their own video cades, and I was wondering where the boxes come from, the little cassette boxes, which are not exactly the same as real cassettes.
That's our custom tooling. We manufacture those.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We have them. You can order those if you wish.
Oh.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason not to sell them to you.
Uh-huh.
We have even the little PC boards for taking EEPROMs.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I'll write up a little kind of an order for...
What you really ought to do is order probably an EEPROM cartridge. That's what you really want, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have 16, Intel 2716 EEPROM cartridges. Take up the 4K of prom.
Yeah.
And that little cassette is available at, I'm not sure what the price tag on that thing is. It's not very inexpensive. It's a pretty good hunk of, it's a little PC board, a chip, and the case, and things like that. So, this is going to be like about a $6 bill for that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But if they want the PC board, with the PC board chip socket and the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're looking for. Those are available.
Uh-huh. From you or from...
That would be from us.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty.
That's the DNA board. We use that for our prototyping.
Mm-hmm. Then, speaking about boards, I received a factory diagnostic machine that has one of your boards in it. It's a AO21-04, which includes a 2716 and a couple of other chips.
Yeah, it's just basically, it's a test run with an output port.
Yeah. And I was wondering, do you have a custom LED driver, in LED driver in there to get the HELP words to come out?
No.
Oh, okay, it seemed unusual. We were wondering whether you had some driver made up specially for you. Okay, I'll look at it a little more.
Standard, I think it's like a 68 or 70 Fairchild.
Uh-huh.
LED driver, which is a, what is it, 9360 to 9370, whatever that part is.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very standard LED driver. It's the oldest one in the world.
Hmm. Okay, maybe it's so antique we didn't recognize it. That's
yeah.
Okay, well, that looked pretty good.
I used it with an F&D 500 in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
When the LEDs were just coming up in the half-inch size, remember those?
Yeah.
That's more than that part was available before then.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What the 70 is a current source, the 68 is a current sink, or something like that, It was a pair of seven-segment parts from Fairchild.
Yeah. Okay. In reading the, I'm shifting over to sound for a minute, because we'd been reading the, your handbook of software and hardware, and there's an indication in there that there are four sound registers as opposed to three that we've been actually working with. And
there's one master and there's three slaves.
Oh, I see what it is. Okay.
The master kind of scales all three of them up and down.
Uh-huh.
So usually what you do is you set your slaves in some notes and you can tune it with the master.
Yeah. Well, you may have been in contact. Young Brett Bilbray has been working on doing music, and he's been doing a fantastic job in getting it out through a BASIC, and now he's been working on it through the machine code. And young fellow's pretty clever, getting all that stuff that you have in there coming out.
Like the chip?
Well, yeah. He's been playing with it for some time now, and successfully making it work. So that's good area he's been working on. Let's see. A Paul, there's one question here. We've been working on a keypad or a keyboard addition going in through the cassette interface. And we've gotten all of the letters, words, and everything to come through except the pause, the halt, and the go to plus 10. Is there any magic numbers for those or ASCII code or something that we haven't been able to determine?
And what was that again?
The pause, the halt, and the go to plus 10.
Right, I've had that question asked of me. Ah. Even from a local guy here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that they're interpreter, I think they're direct.
Hmm, okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
They're commands. They don't go for ASCII interpretation.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right, so then, okay. Otherwise, you seem to have been able to add all of the, or include all of the, every other command or every other coding.
Yeah, you can ask yourself everything else right off the keyboard.
Yeah,
so. You can't do it, I don't think, on those.
Yeah, well.
I want to check into that anyway. Maybe on this 4K version, I'll modify that so that you can ask yourself all of them.
Mm. Uh-huh.
We'll see if we can do that.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. How's the rumor situation about Bally and being taken over by, the arcade part being taken over by anybody? Is there any yays or nays on that? I know Fidelity, of course, fell down.
Still kind of floating around, you know, there's nothing yet.
Yeah, okay.
No negatives, no positives right now. No state right now.
Yeah, so there we go. Well, all right. Oh, let's see.
Here, listen to this a second.
Uh-oh. Whose machine is that?
That's just that's a Voltrax thing.
Uh-huh.
You play the Voltraxes, I'm sure.
Well, I've run across them once or twice, yeah. Uh-huh.
They're kind of fun to play with. You can hang those on an arcade real easy.
Mm. Well, all right. I guess that's it for the moment. I'll send in a blanket order or an order for maybe five or six of these the EEPROM cartridge you were talking about a minute ago.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. Alrighty.
The only real expense is that the biggest expense of it is actually the labor and the lousy pins, because you can't put a socket on that cartridge.
Uh-huh.
The manual pins right on the
board.
You maintain a low profile so it fits in the package.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one of the problems we had.
And we have that established, and that's worth the majority of the cost is their gold plated pin.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah.
That's about half the expense right there.
Yeah.
No, not really, but I mean, that's it.
Hey, well, sure, I know. Yeah. Virtually.
Okay, well, we'll be waiting to hear from you then, Bob.
All righty, I'll get a note out today then.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot. Take care.
I'll let you know if anything does pop.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you keep the people informed. This audio interface change, though, I think is very important.
Yeah, I've... Mm-hmm. Okay.
The compatibility is so much simpler.
Yeah.
Everything just really gets nice and easy.
Oh, good.
And all the new ones won't have that anyway, so there'll be no problems with any of the newer people.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And that's a simple thing to do, too. I mean, almost...
Basically, you put a resistor in place with a cap.
Yeah.
Really, of course, the low resistor has to be moved over the other side.
Yeah.
To be right across the jack.
Yeah, but that's like a 5-minute operation.
Sure, yeah. About 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Very simple modification.
Mm-hmm. Great. Alrighty. Well, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
Take care. Bye.